This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. So there's not enough electricity, and what power there is crazy expensive. You're freezing cold inside. The kids aren't doing any Zoom school, and maybe your boss probably still wants you in a meeting or something. So how you doing? Marketplace's Samantha Fields has been making some calls.
At Savitha Namajuri's house, just north of Dallas, the power has been coming and going since yesterday morning.
Hey, Samantha.
Hello, I lost you.
Yeah, we lost power as we were speaking.
That is making it hard to do her job at a marketing agency.
Losing power, that took the Wi-Fi away. The cell phones weren't working, so it wasn't even like I could use apps on my phone to stay in touch with my team.
But Namajuri says she feels lucky that her family at least has power some of the time, so their house is staying pretty warm. For millions of people, that is not the case.
It's 45 degrees at our house right now, and we still don't have any power.
Emily Hilton lives in Houston with her husband and two kids. Their power has also been out since early Monday, and it finally got cold enough that she decided to take a friend up on her offer to come over and get warm.
We've been so cautious with COVID, like extremely cautious.
But she says with no sign of when the power might come back.
I was just like, look, we need our 10-month-old warm. Like, I don't know what to say.
In Austin, Arlo Gilbert also took his wife and kids to his mother-in-law's, but then came back home to keep an eye on things.
Myself, and I know I've talked to all my neighbors, we're all really, really worried about pipes bursting.
But when he and his dog woke up this morning,
we could see our breath indoors, and it became clear that there was no way I could ride that out any further.
So he left his faucets dripping and drove up to his mother-in-law's. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.